Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. In an extensive closed-door interview with lawmakers Wednesday, James Biden asserted that his brother, President Joe Biden, was never engaged in any of his financial transactions. USA's John Schaefer.
The interview was conducted as part of the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into the president. James Biden refuted allegations suggesting that President Biden leveraged his official capacities for personal gain through his family's international business endeavors. The testimony arrives amidst a significant setback to the inquiry's credibility following the arrest of a former FBI informant accused of fabricating bribery accusations against the president.
While Ohio Republican Jim Jordan does not say whether he believes these latest Smirnoff allegations are true, the author of the famed Steele dossier never faced such swift retribution.
When Christopher Steele lied to the FBI about President Trump, he gets paid more. When Smirnoff lies to the FBI about President Biden, he gets indicted.
GOP lawmakers claim the president improperly profited from his family's overseas business dealings while vice president in the Obama administration. The arrest of the ex-FBI informant may have undercut the Republicans' entire argument. Capital murder charges and the weight of a possible death penalty are now coming for suspected child killer Don McDougal in Houston, Texas. Local deputies link him to the recent disappearance and death of an 11-year-old girl, Audrey Cunningham.
The Sheriff's Office, we will continue to process the evidence that has been gathered to ensure justice for Audrey.
Byron Lyons is the sheriff in Polk County, Texas. They'll begin drying out in California following multiple days in a row of atmospheric river storms that triggered more than a foot of new rainfall in some areas and up to 6 feet or more of new snow in the mountains. Flooding and landslides have been an issue since late last week, especially along the central and southern California coast. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
A recent U.S. State Department memo tells staff in the department to make sure and think of the most inclusive language to use that they can so as not to misgender people. Portions of the memo suggested language among staffers transition from things like saying brave men and women on the front lines to brave first responders or brave soldiers to avoid the risk of offending transgender individuals, some of whom serve in dangerous public safety or military jobs.
It's a standard government practice to try to encourage people just to be respectful of others and use the term with which others are comfortable.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller at the same time told reporters the memo had Secretary of State Antony Blinken's name on it, but that does not mean it came from Blinken himself. United Airlines will resume one daily flight to Israel. A route from Newark, New Jersey to Tel Aviv will open back up. It's the first time since October when cargo services and passenger flights were suspended following the Hamas terror attack. With the move, United becomes the first American carrier to resume direct service. Fans of Rocket Man Elton John are snatching up collectible items in a major memorabilia auction. It was held late Wednesday in New York City by Christie's, the London-based auction house. Sterling silver rocket-shaped cocktail shakers hit the auction block, as well as the rock legend's Yamaha Conservatory Grand Piano. In all, 900 items, all of which came from the British rocker's Atlanta home, were auctioned off. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us for the ride. For more information on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. We got Pastor Jack Hibbs, senior and founding pastor of Calvary Chapel in Chino Hills, talking about his brand new book, Living in the Days. That's with a Z, ladies and gentlemen. The Days of Deception. How to discern truth from culture's lies. Pastor Jack, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Thank you. I'm well. Thanks again.
Hey, I'm so excited to be talking to you about your book, forward by Mike Pompeo.
Right.
I mean, wow. What, you know, a great intro here to this book.
Well, like, you know what? We have the privilege to know him. He spoke at our church, and we've gotten together while he was Secretary of State. I thought, you know what? If I'm going to be writing a book on deception, he, being the Secretary of State, and the fact that he was also director of the CIA, I just said, I asked him, Mike, you've got to write this forward. It's right in your lane. And I got to tell you, if people just read the foreword by Mike Pompeo, it's enough to get you excited.
Well, the thing is, you see, we're seeing all this. We're experiencing this days of deception. I call it the spirit of deception that has been running amok, and it's been intensifying as the days draw nigh, don't you think?
There's no doubt about it. And not only, you know, that's not just your observation or mine, but we could look to biblical precedents for that in Scripture, where Jesus said, as we approach the last days and get into the last days, there's going to be deception so bad that he said, if it were possible, even his own people would be deceived. But thank God he said, if it were possible. So, you know, for those who are listening to the Word of God, reading the Word of God, knowing God, they won't be deceived. But look around. I mean, there's just deception. You pick the category, you pick the topic, and there's going to be a level of deception that you have to unpack.
Well, when the information age came into being, all of a sudden we had all these channels of information coming in. And unless you were a key discerner, I mean, for me, when I graduated from Bible college, the key takeaway for me was that I had to really up my game and hold to a biblical worldview. And this was buttressed by George Barna, my good friend, you know, who started the Barna Group. And it says today, Pastor Jack, less than 50% of the senior pastors in the pulpit today hold to a biblical worldview.
Yeah.
That is vulnerable and dangerous.
Yeah, not only am I familiar with George Barna as well, I love the guy, but his numbers are tragically true. Listen, we have been trying to motivate pastors up and down the state of California for over 30 years. And, you know, the good news is they're starting to move finally, but the thing is they just wanted to do their sermons, stay out of the fray, and not get involved in what they would conveniently label as politics. But we can't let that happen, because what happened is the bad guys have come into town and they've raised the flag over abortion, declared it to be a political issue, and then told the church to shut up about it. And then they did that with marriage,
Right.
And so notice that they're taking all of these institutions that God has made crystal clear, children now the most latest victim, Israel, marriage, gender, you go on and on about it, and everything that is happening today, I can point to chapter verse of Bible.
Exactly.
And that's what we do in the book, Living in the Day, D-A-Z-E, mm-hmm. of deception. But we can unpack it. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That is an absolute statement, and what's mm-hmm. qualified, it's coming from the absolute God himself. So there's great hope. We don't have to be deceived right now if we know where to look, and mm-hmm. that is his Bible.
Well, to me, the clear litmus test is that does it promote life or death? You know, God says,
right.
you're at that crossroads at life and death. And right away he says, choose life. I mean, you know, don't even think about it. That's where you want to go. So when you look at the fruit of these, you know, these political movements and decisions and influences that are happening in our culture today, that's the question every Christian should ask. Does it promote life or promote death? And if it promotes death, you know it comes from the evil one because he came to steal, kill, and destroy, did he not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in fact, one of the chapters discusses the very background or genesis to what you're saying right now. And in one of those chapters, it's this deception of tolerance. We have been bludgeoned into using a new dictionary that says tolerance means I cannot express my either constitutional rights or my Judeo-Christian worldview. I have to be quiet, and you don't have to accept my message or the event, the gospel, but I have to accept yours without question. I have to accept yours. I cannot debate it. You, I cannot question it. And so there's a new form of deception that is draped in tolerance, and that itself is wreaking havoc among our children in business today. Look at the things that have happened in the NFL and mm-hmm. in basketball and in business and all of this World Economic Forum intimidation, all of this stuff that's going on where we need to be more tolerant. And notice, when they say we need to be more tolerant, the first thing that goes on the chopping block is truth.
Yes. Exactly. Well, you know, and it's interesting you should bring up the sports angle, because Nick Saban has made a big impression on me. He has over the years, and particularly as I'm reading, you know, as he's retired and reading some of his past quotes in that, you know, to me, tolerance mediocritizes the population. And I don't know, I was raised with nine kids. My dad was a very humble man, World War II veteran. I said even at his funeral, I said, looking at my dad's face, it kind of gave me a glimpse of the face of God, because he was just so humble and loving. He was just an extraordinary individual. And, you know, and the thing was, is that in our family, We strove for a higher level of excellence. And, you know, Nick Saban says that high achievers hate mediocrity. They don't relate well to mediocrity. And here we are as Christians, as men and women of faith, called to a higher calling. And what's happened is we've been told we can't react to this, that it's unloving, it's unchristian. I think it's just the opposite. If you're not telling people, hey, you're heading into a cement wall. You know, God said very clearly, I love this, Jack, that from, you know, the Old Testament, God's talking to Cain, right? Cain's worship is rejected, and he's down in the mouth about it. And God simply says something that I think has been ringing through the millennia ever since. He tells Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you? Right?
Boy, amen to that. And, you know, you mentioned something that just made me think a second ago here, and is this. So if we're going to be mediocre about our job, I would hope that your boss would either tell you how to do it right, give you maybe three warnings, and then out the door you go.
Right.
Or if an athlete is doing something wrong, a coach by definition would say, you know what, you need to try it this way. Put more weight on the back of your foot. Mm-hmm. And if you don't shape up, we're going to get somebody else to take your spot. Well, listen, take that into the pulpit. Can you imagine going to a church today and the pastor telling you, or maybe they posted on their website, hey, come and visit our church. We teach 75% of the Bible. You'll enjoy yourself. It's going to be great. Nobody would go to that. Nobody. But listen, 25% of the Bible or more is of prophetic nature, and much of it is warning about the deception of the last days. So if you go to a church that doesn't talk about these things,
yes,
it's equal to you going to the Chevrolet dealer and saying, I'd like to buy a car, but please only with three wheels. I mean, nobody would do this.
Exactly. Pastor Jack, we got to go to a quick break. Stay with us. We've got more from Jack Hibbs after this.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
We're back with you. America, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're honored to talk with Pastor Jack Hibbs, senior and founding pastor of Calvary Chapel in Chino Hills. Yes, that same Calvary Chapel in Chino Hills that absolutely tormented Sacramento. They would not follow the rules of the state. They actually did what Jesus said. You know, Jesus said, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar, to God the things that are God. And Pastor Jack, how dare you, you know, just... just be so obstinate, you know, towards Governor Newsom.
Yeah. Well, you know what? There's one thing he cannot say. He cannot say that we didn't speak to him in love regarding that. I sent him a 15-minute long video and explained to him the nature of the church, why the church has to be open during COVID, the function of the church, how it can come alongside and help the municipalities and even the state of California at large. But the state was going to need the church. And yes. So I, you know, basically said to him, with all due respect to your office, we must obey God rather than man. And so, boy, the rest is history. We had literally thousands and thousands of people coming to each service on Sundays. At one point, we had to go to four services, and there's about 5,000 people per service. We baptized over 3,011 people during COVID. And what was remarkable is I can honestly tell you on air now with you that I did not perform, nor did any of our pastors have to perform any COVID funerals. It was remarkable. You know?
Right. Yeah, yeah. Thank God for that. You know, I had some dear friends down in the San Diego area. These two doctors wrote a great book, how they saved over 10,000 people from, you know, going to the hospital, being on a ventilator and any of those other dangerous drugs in that. And for saving all those lives, they had to go up to Sacramento for the tribunal under threat of losing their medical license. That's how upside down it is. And like you were saying earlier, you know, the truth is no longer a defense. It's become an offense, Pastor Jack. It's offending people, the truth is.
Well, and you can not only throw those physicians into that tribunal, but what maybe some people don't realize is three of the most powerful sheriffs of counties in California went and testified before the California state legislature to announce that they would not require vaccines of their officers, and that they would not require mask wearing by their officers. Those three highly respected sheriffs were basically ridiculed and mocked as they sat in those chairs. So there's a great sense of lawlessness. But again, what I want to make sure everybody realizes is this is not a doomsday book. Mm. And you and I are not talking about doomsday things.
Oh, no, no.
When God tells us, hey, this is how you can identify the days in which that will lead up to my coming, my return for my people, and the last day's event. I love what our good friend Dr. Ed Heinstein, who now is in heaven, but at Liberty University, used to say that God did not give us Bible prophecy to scare us. He gave us Bible prophecy to prepare us.
Exactly.
And that's good news.
Well, and the thing is that in the book of Hebrews, Pastor Jack, it talks what it outlines what's required of us to be discerners of good and evil. Right?
Yep.
This is what keeps us from falling into those traps of deception and being able to identify the difference between a truth and the lie. And the basis of that is Christian maturity. We must up our game. You know, like you were talking about with, you know, we're talking athletically and mediocrity and that sort of thing. The other thing that came to mind that Nick Saban had to talk about was that he said, good players give you good results. Outstanding players give you outstanding results. Elite players yet give you something at another level. And what was impressed on me, and I don't know if this will resonate with you, is that there should be a call for elite Christianity, that we must move into that level. We've been empowered in such a way to become elite in our faith. Not something that we brag about, just some commitment that we make between us and God to say, hey, look it, I'm going to think better, I'm going to do better, I'm going to be better because I am a follower of Jesus Christ.
Well, let me respond to this. Number one, what you just said is so true, because if we read the Word of God, it's not like reading you know, a crossword puzzle. This is the eternal living Word of God. When you read it, take the time to read it, it gets inside of you. Then the Holy Spirit can take what's inside of you and live it out through you.
Exactly.
That's what you're talking about. And I do not, and I so agree with your statement, because I do not see anywhere in the Bible a spectator version of Christianity. It doesn't exist.
Right.
And if you think, well, I'm a Christian, I gave my heart to Jesus, and I go to church sometimes on Sunday, I'm just waiting for him to come back or whatever. Listen, I don't know anything about that form of Christianity. It transforms your life, and then it's so transformative that it causes you to tell others about the truth that is in his word and about the love he has for sinners as myself, and that he went to the cross to redeem us and rose again from the dead. We've got the only one that's ever died, and he said he was going to die, buried and rose from the dead, and he said he would do that in advance. And people are playing marbles, as it were, with diamonds with this kind of information. This is such a critical moment to really live a radical Christian life. And I love what you said, the word elite. We've got elite athletes. Mm-hmm. The Christian, I have no doubt, the Holy Spirit wants every Christian to be that elite Christian, that special forces Christian.
Right. For a time such as this, because of what's going on, in your book, you talk about the characteristics of deceivers and how they've brought harm to both secular culture and the church. Unfold that for a little bit. We've got about 3.5 minutes left here, Pastor Jack. Obviously, you and I are going to be connected. And longtime friends here, I trust this because you've got to come back on the show because there's so much to address. But let's deal with the characteristics of deceivers right now, if that's okay with you.
There seems to be a rampant thrust of evil. And think about this. It's not just California. It's not just New York. It's the nation. And then when you look at what's going on in Europe, South America, literally the exact same issues are happening globally, which I believe is, I don't want to be fantastic here, but you could not market it better as what's happening. And that's why I believe it's of a demonic origin. And that's why we need to know the truth. As Jesus said, it will set you free.
Well, and I'm so glad you brought up the universality of the problem. It is a global phenomena that is taking place. Jonathan Cahn, in his book, The Return of the Gods, warned us of this, and the gods are coming out of crevices, and it's all, you know, this is just the beginning, Jack. I just see it intensifying all the more. You also address the deceptions that are altering and replacing the truth, and how do we recognize them, Pastor Jack?
It's very easy to recognize them, again, if you're biblically rooted. So when somebody walks into your school board meeting, for example, and says, I think that we should encourage children to have a sex change operation, your listeners right now are saying, that doesn't happen. Well, listen, we found out that it does happen. And here's what's worse than that. For the school board to entertain that proposal, that is just crazy upon lunacy.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is easy to detect if we get involved. That means we need to turn off some of our TV programs, and we need to get away from some dumb stuff and find out what's going on in my community. What's the world view of those that I've elected in my town? People have got to take back their local community, because listen, George Soros is taking their community right from underneath their nose.
Mm-hmm. Well, just like the educational complex, the cultural complex is grooming our kids, it's been a process. It's not just our kids. All of us are being groomed by the culture, whether in entertainment, educational school boards, our politics. You know, we're all being, groomed in such a way, and we're rendered, vulnerable in the process, are we not?
So the scripture warns us that when there is no God in the mind of man, then man will do whatever's right in his own eyes.
Pastor Jack Hibbs, senior and founding pastor of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. His new book, Living in the Days, that's with a Z of deception, how to discern truth from culture's lies. Pastor Jack, thank you so much for being with us. Take care. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
USA News Update. Harvard's acting president is denouncing a cartoon that's being viewed as anti-Semitic. The illustration, which has been circulated on social media by pro-Palestinian campus organizations, depicts a hand marked with the Star of David and a dollar sign manipulating nooses around figures resembling a past president of Egypt and the deceased boxer Muhammad Ali. It's been 10 years since it last happened, but Neil Young and Crazy Horse are heading out on tour. It'll start in San Diego with twin shows on April 24th and 25th. There'll be stops in more than a dozen cities, including Dallas, Phoenix, Atlanta, and New York City, before closing out in Chicago on May 23rd. The tour will be followed up by a new album release. It's mainly re-recorded songs from Neil Young and Crazy Horse hits past. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. And again, as we break down these conspiracies and revisit them, you know, post the conspiratorial zone, right, when all this stuff was coming out and all these different ideas and anecdotal stories during the era of COVID, and we were all, you know, accused of being, you know, conspirators and not pursuing the truth and, you know, putting out disinformation. But here it is once again, especially when we're talking about COVID mortality, we're proven to be right. In this particular headline, thousands of elderly secretly killed. I mean, this is America we're talking about here. And I understand the shock that the shock of that reality and that statement, what that must be doing to you to make you wonder, you know, who's running this popcorn stand and why is America under, you know, this kind of threat. What the heck is going on? But thousands of elderly secretly killed to boost COVID mortality rates. With us to talk more about it, and she's reporting on this, is Leslie Manoukian. Leslie, thank you for coming on. She's the president and founder of Health Freedom Defense Fund. So thank you for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Sure. It's great to be here with you, Bill. It's such an unbelievable story. It really is hard for most people to even comprehend, but there were a lot of shenanigans going on in the early part of 2020, which actually exaggerated the number of cases, exaggerated the number of deaths, and created the environment of panic and fear that facilitated the draconian measures that were implemented. And it's, listen, I think that there was evidence from the beginning, but this is becoming more apparent now that this was a deliberate attempt to actually frighten people.
Exactly.
Really terrifying.
Well, and plus, I think at the very bottom of this, and nobody wants to touch this because it just sounds like it's way out there, but there is a, you know, there's a mindset amongst the elite that firmly believe, Leslie, there's too many people on the planet. And so if, you know, we can take advantage of a pandemic here and there and call the herd, somehow that's justified. Because, I mean, they've been saying this for years. I mean, when we were hitting 2 billion as a planetary population, they were freaking out and clutching their pearls. And now here we are at 8 billion. They think, okay, well, you know, so what? So what if we lose people? I mean, they're just so insincere about life. It matters little to them. And I think that's part of their worldview that, you know, makes this all so crass and hard-hearted.
It is. I think it's so hard for people to digest because most of us are kind, caring human beings, and we can't even fathom the kinds of things that these people actually plan. And I think that's what's really terrifying. And let me just say, Bill, so that your listeners know who I am, Health Freedom Defense Fund, I founded in 2020. And I founded it to defend our health freedoms and to educate people about their freedoms. And we are the organization that sued the federal government over the federal travel mask mandate and defeated it. We stopped the federal travel mask mandate, okay? I'm bringing it up because when CDC in court was required to support the documentation in support of their mandate, they could not provide a single randomized controlled trial.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have any. My point is, they lied. They misled the public about masks. Their own study showed that masks did not do anything, published in May of 2020. And yet they went out and told people that you should mask. And we now know from Fauci's recent testimony that they made up the 6 feet distancing. They don't know where it came from. They just made it up.
Right.
I know where it came from. It was like a 12-year-old's science paper or something. Anyway, my point is they changed the way that deaths were coded to allow any death that had a positive COVID test to be labeled as a COVID death. They issued what are called DNRs, do not resuscitate, without giving without the consent of the party or the family. And the data that we're specifically speaking about where thousands of people are known to have been euthanized via a sedative called midazolam are from the U.K., but there is reason to believe that this happened everywhere. So, yes, thousands of people in Britain, elderly people, cut off from their families, were euthanized. Think about this, people.
Yes.
And they exaggerated the cases and deaths by changing things in order to frighten you.
Yeah.
In order to frighten you. Mm-hmm. It's a lot to digest, I know.
There is. There's so much to deal with here. What about remdesivir? Because we had a lot of reports about remdesivir being part of the lethal cocktail combined with, the ventilators that were, promoting deaths here in America.
Well, you know what the nickname for remdesivir is, right? Have you ever heard it?
Go ahead and tell me. You might be a reminder, but go ahead. I can't think of it offhand, so go ahead.
Run, death is near, instead of remdesivir.
Oh, wow. Okay, yes. Yeah.
So they're so quiet
post analysis on that, right? I mean, we speak of it, and you know, if we're on YouTube, they cancel us, you know, and we've been canceled a couple of times because, you know, what are we? Just a bunch of idiots, you know? I'm talking to, you know, medical professionals that have said this, you know, have said, okay, this is what we've discovered. Yes, and even the CDC, going back to what you were saying earlier, the CDC at one point, came out and had to admit that the numbers were inflated, that the actual deaths by COVID only was really about 3 or 4% of the reported number. Well, 3-4% made it like a normal kind of flu season or a less than, flu season. But because the numbers were so hyped up, I mean, to me, and you know how important this is in doing, in studying health. Is data is so important not only for the here and now, but 10 years, 20 years down the road when the next pandemic comes, and it will, then they're going to look back in this period of time, hey, how did they handle it? You know, and the information and the data that they're going to have is just going to be so corrupt and tainted that we are doing damage to future generations because the way this was handled. Does that make sense?
Well, very much so. Listen, we knew from the Princess cruise ship that
yes.
the infection fatality rate was about 1% in an elderly population aboard a cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no one wants anybody to die, but that is nothing. The elderly die at higher rates from the flu than 1% infection fatality
right.
rates. And so what they did, they knew from the very beginning what the truth was, but they hyped the heck out of it in order to sell vaccines, in order to sell lockdowns, in order to essentially achieve the greatest wealth transfer we've ever seen in the history of humanity, from you and me to the super rich. There were
exactly.
like 200 billionaires. 200 billionaires were minted during the COVID crisis. So basically, they knew what was going on. They changed the criteria. Let's also remember, by any historical definition of the term pandemic, there was no pandemic.
Exactly.
This is hard for people to understand, but it's very, very true. They changed it from widespread death and morbidity, like around the world, to widespread morbidity. So
right.
they took out the death component. And they then hyped death by changing the code. So you could be dying in a motorcycle crash. They apply a COVID test to you. They say that you tested positive, and so now you're listed as a COVID death. And that happens constantly.
Right. But so why even bother to run the test, because you already knew the conclusion? I mean, it could have just faked that they ran a test. Right?
Yeah,
and,
I know
and
people
say,
who actually were asked to take it. I know people
yeah.
whose family members were in the hospitals, and they were asked to let them code it as COVID.
So what you just laid out here right now, and I want the audience to get their brain around, is that all this that took place was preceded with an emergency authorization use, right? And when that came into play, that just, Katie barred the door. That just gave all control and power to a government entity that had no right to exercise, because there was really no true predicate for emergency authorization, was there? By definition.
No, there was.
I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. We'll unwrap that a little bit more when we get back. More from Leslie Manoogian after this. Stay with us.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with Skyrizi, Risankizumab Risa, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
Skyrizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door is Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Leslie Manoukian continues with us, the president and founder of Health Freedom Defense Fund. A former successful Wall Street business executive, her career in finance took her from New York to London with Goldman Sachs, and as if that's not enough to keep her busy. She's also an award-winning documentary filmmaker. In 2011, she released The Greater Good to rave reviews and awards, a documentary she wrote and produced, which explores the debate surrounding vaccines. Here in 2011, you're addressing this debate over vaccines, which has been going on for a while. But, this documentary was a bit prescient that here no sooner do you do this. And, 7, 8 years later, here comes the pandemic, huh?
Yeah, well, having done over 20 years of research, I mean, I was someone who always got vaccinations, never had any question about them, never had any reason to doubt until I started to get really sick. I didn't know it was wrong. And I ended up reading a book called Vaccines, Are They Really Safe and Effective? And that book prompted me, that and also being called by God, essentially, to make the movie, prompted me to go on a journey starting to explore what we did and didn't know about the science surrounding vaccinations. And I started to realize that much of what we know about medicine and biology are not accurate. They are postulated, and they're also manipulated by the researchers. And so, yes, that it's funny because Yanya Kellick of the Epoch Times, he is a friend of mine, and he when he watched The Greater Good, the movie that I made, he said, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe this! You this came out in 2011. We started making it in 2007." And so, yes, it's more relevant today, Bill, than when we first released it, because people now fully understand the revolving door between industry and regulatory agencies that we discussed. They understand how the system has been manipulated and why there's been an explosion in the number of vaccines that are being given to our children. It's now up to close to 100 doses for children in their lifetime.
Wow.
And it's nearly
That's
30
crazy.
Doses in the first year of life. 30 doses almost in the first year of life. This is just you know, and our children have never been sicker. So
yeah, it is excessive. There's no doubt about it. A greater good. Can people still see it? I mean, go to YouTube or how do they access it? They want to see it.
Go to greatergoodmovie.org and you can watch it there for $5.
Oh wow!
And we ask people to, listen. That's how we keep the website going, is by people watching it for $5, $4.95.
Okay. All right. You got a customer. I'm doing this. This is awesome. Because you talk about your reality of coming into the knowledge that, there had to be something, suspicious about vaccines. My mother every year would always yell at me. She goes, you need to get a flu shot. You need to get a flu shot. And I go, Mom, why do I need to get a flu shot? Well, you need to do this. And I said, well, every time I get a flu shot, I get the flu. So why do I want a flu shot? In fact, here recently, I went to see a doctor, and they had the vaccine. It was already, they had it already in the needle, getting ready to inject me, and they got that. And I said, what's that? And they go, that's the the COVID. I don't do that. And then they also had a flu shot. And the nurse asked, she goes, have you ever had any bad reaction to a flu shot? I said, yeah, I got the flu. And that's why you ain't putting that in my body. Okay. So, by experience, I still want, and I didn't get vaccinated. In fact, I get a little nervous because when I go in and fill doctor's paperwork or whatever, they always ask, have you been vaccinated with COVID? And I'm going, why are you asking me that question? To me, that's an invasion of, they're tracking me. And they're tracking others.
Exactly. They've actually created a disease code called vaccine refuser or something like that. So it's now actually considered a disease code that they enter into your record.
Right.
In order to track those who are shunning one or all vaccines. It's outrageous.
Well, it is. And I can tell you by experience, Leslie, because when this came up, I think in March COVID was breaking out. My daughter-in-law, who I love dearly, decided to spread the love, and she gave me the COVID. And when I was visiting them in California, and I thought, okay, and it was very light. I had, barely a cough, but I was supposed to go to Hawaii, had to take the test so I could get on the plane. They said, no, you got the COVID, so couldn't go. And I don't think I was able to clear the PCR test, which is also another fake thing that we found out subsequently, right? But I had to wait like 8 weeks before I could go. It was a mess. But I thought, okay, I'm going to keep an eye on this to see how my natural immune system responds to this. Because if you recall, Dr. COVID himself, Dr. Fauci, goes, well, natural immunity can't rely on that because it's only good for maybe a couple of months, right? I am this is like almost 4 years later, right? And my T cells, my immune system, because I monitor it. I'm just as a project, an interest. I make sure that every time, because I have to have blood tests twice a year. And so I monitor it, and my T cell numbers are as strong as ever. So at least in my specific case, I can say Dr. Fauci is full of it. Because, here I am 3 or 4 years and counting. And my immune system is as strong as ever, post COVID. But that's just me, okay? That's not a prescription. This is anecdotal, and this is one man's experience. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, they just wanted people to be afraid. So during the break, I was mentioning to you something, which I think it just drives us home. First of all, as I mentioned, in Britain, they were administering midazolam, which is an end-of-life sedative, okay? So it makes you forget things, and it makes you very drowsy and go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And they administered this to thousands of people. It's now been revealed, okay? As I mentioned also, we knew already that the infection fatality rate on the Princess cruise ships was only 1% in an elderly population, which is nothing. Mm-hmm. In everybody else, people less than 70, it's like it's nothing. It's like a blip, It's a pimple on a elephant.
Yeah.
But these deaths were all blamed on COVID because you can't get the public to accept lockdowns, masks, distancing, medical mandates, vaccine mandates, vaccine cards, contact tracing, shutting down our businesses, all these things unless you frighten the heck out of him and panic.
Right.
And so that's what they did. And there's evidence now, we actually have this, that there were 11,000 deaths in New York City that are not linked to a name.
Mm,
now,
yes.
Births and deaths are a matter of public record. These deaths should be linked to a name. But so far, the public records requests have failed to obtain names associated with 11,000 deaths. And remember, where was the hotspot that everybody was freaking out about? And where were they, like, lining up body refrigeration cars, you know, trucks and things like this in New York City?
In New York. Right.
And yet, was it real? There were people who also went into hospitals and said there was no one there. If you remember, there was footage early
on. Yeah, exactly.
And you combine this, let me just say this also, with something called the Trusted News Initiative, which was this fake initiative, supposedly, purportedly to control misinformation. But what it was a collaboration between the big tech, the government, the pharmaceutical industry.
Propaganda arm is what it turned out to be. Right.
But to censor us.
Yes.
And to propagandize the public, right? So they could induce
so
much fear, because if you're frightened, then you'll give away your rights and people will do as they're told. And that's what happened.
Yeah. Leslie, let me ask you this. Have you been able to determine, you know, what this is? I see this kind of as all a preamble for something greater. I mean, we think, oh, we got it on the other side of this pandemic. There's an end game here, and I don't think that we quite understand this. I mean, we kind of wrap it up in saying, well, the oligarchs and the globalists, they want power and control. I think it's more diabolical than that. My gut tells me this. I don't have, and I'm telling you right now, this is theory. It's just, there's just too much here to think that this is a one-and-done deal.
Well, it's not a one-and-done deal. There are many components to this, though. First of all, it is not a conspiracy theory at all. It is a fact that the World Health Organization, the United Nations, have put out something called Agenda 2030, and most nations of the world have signed on to this, which is all of these nice, flowery-sounding goals about reducing emissions and, you know, having better protection of the environment and all these things. But it's really about control and herding us into cities, smart cities, where we can be monitored 24/7. Okay, so that's what's really going on. If you also read Klaus Schwab's book, COVID-19, The Great Reset, that came out unbelievably serendipitously in the early summer of 2020. I mean, how did he write that so fast?
Right.
And get it published so quickly. That is all about how the elite want to use COVID-19 as an opportunity for a great reset. So I've given presentations, which you can find on our website, healthfreedomdefense.org, and then you click on learn and go to my presentation. It's called Installation of a Digital Control Grid, and I unpack why they need a great reset.
Yes.
Much of it's financial. They have put themselves, all the Western countries have borrowed to as though there's no tomorrow, and they are in trouble, and they need a great reset because they can't keep borrowing. So I think that's what's really going on, is that there's ultimately going to be a great reset, and the question is it going to be the way that you and I want, where we clean up government and completely, you know, clean house? Or is it going to be an authoritarian response, which is what the elite wants?
Exactly. Well, this has been a long time coming. It has been predicted. This is the direction that we're heading into. Again, remind everybody the website, how they can be informed. Because we say, you know, we often say, Leslie, that you must own your own knowledge. Don't just take our word for it. Check it out for yourself and own your own knowledge. So when you have this conversation with your loved ones, you have a little bit more to say than the thickness of a bumper sticker, right?
Very much so. And you know what? What I'm talking about, a lot of it's published on our website under the Learn tab.
Okay.
Our website is real quick.
Go ahead.
Yeah, healthfreedomdefense.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We depend.